This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Campaigning for assembly polls in four states and one union territory is at its peak, with top leaders crisscrossing the states to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a massive public meeting at Cooch Behar district in North Bengal yesterday. Mr. Modi criticized the ruling Trinamool Congress government, highlighting lawlessness and misgovernance in the state.
Malda mein nyayik adhikariyon ko bandhak banakar rakha gaya. सोचिए ये कैसी सरकार है, ये कैसी व्यवस्था है, जहां जज और संविधान की प्रक्रिया भी सुरक्षित नहीं है। बंगाल की आम जनता की सुरक्षा की उम्मीद इन लोगों से कैसे की जाए।
Meanwhile, a Trinamool Congress chief and state chief minister, Mamata Banerjee, addressed public meetings in different parts of West Bengal yesterday. Congress, left and other political parties are also intensifying their campaigns through small public meetings across the state. India has sent humanitarian assistance and disaster relief materials to Afghanistan, which is currently facing a difficult situation due to recent floods and earthquakes. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry said that the aid includes kitchen sets, hygiene kits, plastic sheets, tarpaulins, sleeping bags and other essential items. The ministry said that India stands in solidarity with the people of Afghanistan and remains fully committed to extending humanitarian assistance and support during this challenging time. Amid the ongoing war in West Asia, Air India has suspended its flights to Israel. An Air India official said the airline has suspended flights on the New Delhi-Tel Aviv route till 31st of May. Most of the leading airlines have suspended their operations on the Tel Aviv route, with only Israeli carriers operating under severe restrictions. The Indian mission in Tel Aviv has been assisting those looking to travel through various means. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar spoke to Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani yesterday. They discussed the ongoing situation due to the West Asia conflict. Dr. Jaishankar also held a phone conversation with UAE Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Dr. Jaishankar's phone conversations with leaders of the three West Asian nations came against the backdrop of a spike in tensions in the region after U.S. President Donald Trump renewed his threat to Iran. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to destroy Iran's power plants and bridges if it failed to meet his Tuesday deadline to reopen the Strait of Hormuz to all shipping. He repeated an earlier threat to unleash hell, but told U.S. media that there is a good chance of a deal being reached with Tehran. Iran has halted normal transport activity through the vital Strait of Hormuz, leading to skyrocketing global oil prices and fears of higher inflation around the world. Delhi government has imposed a complete ban on the sale of LPG cylinders directly from godowns. Oil marketing companies have issued clear instructions to all distributors stating that any such sale is illegal and will attract strict action. To make LPG more accessible, especially for people who may not have proper address proof, the government has increased the availability of 5 kg cylinders across the city. To support migrant workers, 11 help desks have been set up at selected Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited outlets. These desks will guide people about nearby LPG distributors and how to get cylinders easily. To stop illegal activities like hoarding and black marketing, Delhi government has set up a control room with helpline numbers 011-2337-9836 and 83838-24659. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Chennai Super Kings by 43 runs in a high-scoring match in Bengaluru last night. Chasing a massive target of 251 runs set by RBC, the CSK could manage to score 207, losing all the wickets. In today's fixture, Kolkata Knight Riders will face Punjab Kings at Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.